Hey guys, welcome to the Hot Zone. Today we have an interview that we did with a Russian girl named Natasha. She just recently moved to Georgia out of fear of her government. She was scared that she was going to be arrested in Russia because she was a YouTuber and making some political videos.
She gives a really interesting look into what life looks like for Russians and for Russians who don't have the right political views or have a political voice in Russia. So go ahead and take a watch.
Okay, so my name is Natasha. I'm 23 years old. I am now living in Tbilisi, Georgia. I left Russia 2 months ago, but I kind of always wanted to move out from Russia. And originally, I'm from the easternmost part of Russia, a small town, Spassk, in Primorsky Krai. It's close to Vladivostok. I started my YouTube channel a couple of years ago. My YouTube channel where I made videos about Russia, so specifically about Russian culture. But now it's more about my life. How I realized that I lived in a dictatorship, actually didn't know that it's called a dictatorship, but just with every year, since I became older, I just followed more news. I saw news about people being repressed as political reasons. Then I watched some YouTubers. I saw life around me. Russia is a really poor country, and I saw how, especially the Far East, we are dependent on Moscow. Moscow is taking all the money, all the taxes from Russia's region. I just saw that it's not fair. I also had the opportunity actually to spend 8 months in the United States. Well, it wasn't the main factor. I just made sure how life can be more different, how how institutes can work. I really liked studying in an American university, the attitude of professors towards students. It was different than in my Russian university.
I was watching your videos and you were talking about how you were kind of like anxious with your YouTube channel of being arrested because of it. Is that a big reason why you decided to leave?
Yes, this is one of the reasons. Actually, in January of this year, I made a video where I shared my fears. I noticed how many people, like people who I know, were repressed. And also I had a YouTube channel, and in Russia, this secret police, FSB, they don't really need a reason to put a person to jail. They can make up any reason, or as the last resort, they can just put drugs into your pocket. So I was worried, and I shared it actually in January that, yeah, in that video, everything is cool, I have a successful YouTube channel, and I can live a good life. But still, I cannot live in this country. I'm scared, because I used to make some political videos even before. This anxiety got me to deleting those videos. I didn't delete, I just hid them, so now I open them again. But I was scared that what if for these videos I can be jailed, or I will have some charges. And this was even before the war. When war started in February, some new weird laws, you know, the law against the discrediting the Russian army was created by the Russian government. Another law about spreading fakes. So now everybody can go to jail, and the terms are like 10 years, 15 years. Also, you cannot protest because, well, if you protest, if you go to demonstrations, first, punishment is not that hard. It's just like a fine. But if you protest more times, you can get a harder punishment, and you will be on the release. They will come to your house with searches. They usually come at 6 a.m. This is their practice from the Soviet times. I mean, the police and all these people. So I was really anxious seeing the war news, seeing how the Russian government was trying to place the fake support for this war. I mean, all these billboards with the Z letter that were spreading in my city. I saw it and I felt that I'm alone in my beliefs, and it was really hard.
You can't go back to Russia, right?
I can, actually, but I'm so scared because I think that I already said a lot of things in my videos, in other podcasts, that can be used against me, like in a criminal case. Like I compared Putin to Hitler. I mean, so do I feel that I belong? I don't need it because I didn't feel that I belong even in Russia. We don't have labor camps anymore, like a prison. We have a colonia, which is a colony. It's called colonia. So I know that they actually do some labor, but as far as I know, they are paid for that. There are also tortures. There are just a lot of evidence of tortures in Russian prison, which is so horrible. And when the society learns about these situations, people are very outraged, of course. But the government usually doesn't really reply to it. They don't want to investigate those cases. And this is still happening. And this even happened recently when so the war started and Russian people went to protest. There were several recorded cases when one girl was harassed just verbally over her appearance. Another guy, he was recently raped. Like, there are many horrible cases and even evidence of this. And they were not in prison. They were just at the police office after they were detained during the demonstration, the protest. So it happens even there. And that's why I'm so scared to imagine what happens in prisons. We don't call it a gulag anymore. But, you know, the their habits, their attitude to prisoners, it's just the same. It feels that it's just predecessor of the Soviet Union, heritage of the Soviet Union.
Mm-hmm. Crazy that, like, the horrible stories that are coming out of the occupied areas of Ukraine, that's how Russians treat their own people. And that, like, yes. Russian government, that's terrible. How were you raised to think about the West?
Okay, I think that my generation is quite globalized. So I'm 23, and for all my childhood, I've been watching like Hollywood movies dubbed in Russian. We tend to have a romanticized image of the United States, you know, this green grass, cheerleaders. This is something that we don't have in Russia. I mean, we do have green grass, but all these pictures of American school, I saw the West as something good. I mean, I always was really interested in finding foreign friends from Finland, from the United States, I don't know, from China, and really interested in different cultures. But what I think that it's my generation and only critical thinking people, because still there's a huge anti-West propaganda on Russian TV, and some people still watch Russian TV. And every time there, they show that America and Europe is evil, that they have these weird values that are so foreign to us. Like they say that in the United States, there are gay parades and tolerance everywhere, and everybody is accepting it. They don't even discuss the fact that in America, there are also different political parties, and there are also people who are anti-LGBT. I know that America is actually more conservative in parts than I expected, but no, and on Russian TV, they don't discuss it. They paint America and Europe as just crazy, evil creature, and that, but we in Russia have our traditional family values. We have only two genders. In Russia, we actually used to be, we had a band called Tattoo in 2000s. It was actually, it was fake, but their image was they are a lesbian couple and everybody was okay with it. So Russia was really free compared to what now. And people didn't really care, they accepted it. But now the government is pushing this agenda and people listen to the government, they are under its influence. And yes, that's how we are taught about this evil West.
How is like religion treated there?
For Putin, it wasn't the main thing. He doesn't care about religion. Actually, Putin is not religious at all. So I am not religious. I was baptized as many Russian kids. My parents did it, but I don't know, like out of a habit, they really didn't care. In the Soviet times, religion was eliminated. You know, churches and cathedrals were exploded or used just as a storage, so they didn't preserve this culture, they destroyed it completely. But some religion still remained. I know really few people who are really religious, so it's not common. Even though it's a paradox, because our government is pushing this agenda that we are traditional, we are preserving our traditional values, and they often use religion as a part of this. But as I said, Putin is not religious at all. And as my friend Zach actually said, this idea that maybe if the Russian society was more religious, people would care about the war in Ukraine more. Maybe they would be more, not empathy, but just kind and understanding of other people's feelings. Yes, KGB, actually, the Russian current patriarch, Kirill, the head of the Russian Orthodox Church, there's evidence that he was also a KGB, like, person. He had some illegal cigarette and alcohol business back in the USSR. So if you look at his old pictures, he wasn't like this. He was just a usual criminal.
You made a video where showing like little changes happening in Russia because of the sanctions that are being put on it because of the war. Can you talk a little bit about that?
I think that really noticeable are the companies that left Russia, a lot of stores like clothes, Zara, IKEA, Spotify, and many Russian people were outraged by this. But I think that it's completely true. I hope that because of this, that people, maybe they will think about the war more. Because many people, they didn't even know that the war started. They thought, oh, it's another like political thing. I'm out of politics. I don't understand. Many people, they weren't even not involved in politics. And when all these companies left, they were like, why are you leaving? And maybe this will make them to think about the war. But unfortunately, it had an opposite effect. And some people, they became to be even more offended by this evil West, like, look, everybody is against us. We, Russia, we are fighting for the good thing, but they, all these companies are leaving. Yes.
If everybody's against you, maybe you should think about it. Why
they're because they've been fed this narrative that America always wanted to destroy us, and I don't know, will take our land and whatever. So we don't have some foreign like cheeses anymore, but they are replaced with Russian. It's hilarious how Coca-Cola now is replaced by some Russian brand. In December, actually, I heard that in December, they will start, the Western countries will start like not buying oil or something, imposing more sanctions. So I think that now in the next year, it will be even more felt more by the Russian people. And I really hope that these sanctions will make them, if not think about the war, but being discontent with the government. People will start asking questions, going to protests. Maybe this will change something.
We do have a part 2 coming, so subscribe and be on the lookout for that one.